money.
Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
Okay. You were like, okay, it's a hesitation.
Like, well, because we're talking to a money-related thing today.
Okay.
Service provider.
So for those of you that are just tuning in, this is the show where Dave and Reb most often talk about money. If you're just joining us, welcome. We so appreciate you joining us. If you're a longtime listener, if you're listening here in the Ottawa area on 99.1 CHRI, welcome. Keep your hands on the wheel if you're driving. And of course, if you're not driving, grab a coffee, pull up to the table. We love to engage and we really feel like the conversation happens sometimes with us, but we feel your conversation. Feel free to yell at your radio if that's what you're listening on. It's totally good. Or disagree with us. All of that good stuff. Today's show, a little bit of housekeeping. You can find, if you're listening and you're like, hey, I am on the radio and this is the first time I've heard the show, you can find the podcast on our website, morethanenough.ca, on CHRI's website, chri.ca, notmine.ca, their website, that's Financial Discipleship Canada's website. So those are the three websites where you can just click and play, lots of search. Of course, if you're a professional or an expert podcaster, then you'll find it on your podcasting platform. And we're on all of them, as far as I know. So if we're not on your podcasting platform, feel free to reach out and say, hey, I couldn't find you. Of course, we're on YouTube as well. So you can click subscribe and like, and you'll get all of that good stuff. Last housekeeping.
LTR Industries.
LTR Industries is the sponsor for today's show. If you are a commercial business and you have the need to redesign your whole space, LTR is an amazing company to do that. They do custom cabinetry. They basically do space design. Anything you need, you can find it there. And that's here in the Ottawa area. And so you can find them. And I just have to look. LTR... where do we find them?
You know what? I didn't put their address. So I will put it in the show notes, but it's LTR Industries.
You can Google them
and you'll find them and our friend Brian and his team.
Thank you, Brian. That's good. Today, we have a guest with us who we've had before. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. To all your listeners and those watching on YouTube, I'm John Hoyles. I am the Executive Director of Community Navigation of Eastern Ontario, and we provide the 211 service, which we're going to be talking about today, across Eastern Ontario from Belleville to Cornwall to Hawkesbury to the north of Renfrew County. So I'm looking forward to chatting with the two of you about that.
Yes. Yeah. And John, you're a great conversation to have. you're just splendid to talk to. So we last had you in February 2023. I actually went back and took a quick little listen to that discussion. But we wanted to get an update on the 211 service that you represent and you're a great spokesperson for. But before we get that, because at the start of the show, listeners know we like to read a scripture verse. And I was thinking about when Jesus was speaking to the people, the crowd, in Matthew 25. And he was talking about feeding the hungry and giving drink to the thirsty and inviting strangers in. And he says this, "For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." And the righteous will say to him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king, being Jesus, will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, and as much as you did it to one of the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it to me." And I love those verses because they're very sobering, because Jesus is really saying to us, I want you to feed the poor, the lonely, visit the widow, the imprisoned, you know, those who don't have, I want you to engage with them in life. And I was thinking about those verses because of what 2:1:1 does to start the ball rolling in meeting people's needs, like giving water and drink and food and shelter and community.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that verse up. One of the things that in my life was that my mother always said, you know, you need to give back to the community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've had an interesting career, you know, 20 years as a CEO of the Canadian Bar Association, dealing with 40,000 lawyers. And long after I left there, I said, I'm not retiring, I'm rewiring.
Right, right.
And I actually rewired in that I had no idea. And I meant just the last time, I had no idea what 2:1:1 was. I got a call from a friend of mine who was doing a search for Community Navigation, looking for a new executive director. And I said, what's 2:1:1? Everybody's going to hear about it today. The big thing was that I would say that this has probably been the most fulfilling role I have been in, because we're helping people every day.
Yeah.
And that was my mother's message. My mother's other message, which I'll never forget, is you will treat the queen and the ditch digger exactly the same, because we all have similar challenges in our lives, and you need to be supporting the people in our community. So that is really what inspires me. There's been a lot going on, which we'll get to in a minute, but I didn't know much about the social services world and the agencies that are full of volunteers helping people that have challenges. And it is incredible. If we didn't have all these volunteer organizations and not-for-profit organizations, and you know, including churches and all the different people that are there to help, things would come to a crashing halt. It's amazing what people give. And we're just part of that. And I'm very fortunate that every day we're helping people. And I have some stories to share with you that will show how important it is.
Okay, so I'm going to jump in. We're just going to shut up. Go, John. Go. Okay.
Can you start though? I've got, you brought us these really, if you're on YouTube, you can see these really nice little highlighters. Actually, this is going on my desk to use to remind us about 2:1:1. We actually, in our office, since we got to know you a couple of years ago, and you came and spoke to our team, we have been telling people when, you know, they call and they are looking for an answer that a coaching company wouldn't necessarily provide. Right. Like, have you tried 2:1:1? And they're like, what's 2:1:1? So that's been really, it's been really lovely. So could you just describe for us what 2:1:1 is, and what is the actual description? You said a community service. No, how did you describe it? Can you just describe it for us?
Sure. Basically what we do is when you don't know where to turn, call 2:1:1. And the best way I can express it is that it doesn't matter how sophisticated or unsophisticated, it doesn't matter who you are, the system is hard to navigate.
Right.
You know, we have three levels of government plus all different kinds of agencies. Mm-hmm. We've all had the experience that when you call one number, you go, oh, no, call this number, no, call the next number, frustrated, and you're not getting the answer you need. So what we do is people call 2:1:1, they can also chat, text or email.
Right.
What we do is we sit with them as they come in and we say, oh, bonjour, hello, what can I do to help you today? And then my community members will do an assessment. So they'll go through a series of questions to find out what the issues are. And then our job with that is to get the person connected. So they just had to call us and we will actually, we will deal with it in sort of three different ways. Number one, if it's just somebody we feel, okay, they're looking to get connected to the Ontario Works program, we'll say, here's the number, here's where you call. Second thing, maybe somebody who is maybe you're not quite sure that they're going to be okay with this, we'll say, can we call you back tomorrow, will you give us consent to call you back to see how you did, and we give them the information. And the third is what we call a warm transfer, where the person is really going to struggle to actually maybe make that call. People are shy, reluctant, and not maybe lack a little bit of confidence. And then what we do is we we'll call with them.
Right.
Okay. And we'll advocate for them. Advocate maybe is too strong a word, but we will explain the situation to them. to the person that we're connected to. And then when they're connecting, we back out of the call.
Okay.
So, but it's really important for people to be able to find the answer that they need. And right. I can tell you, it is getting more and more challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just used the word. That was what I was looking for. Community navigator.
Yeah.
I really love that because that denotes that there is someone out there who might know how to navigate and has a map to follow when we don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And you know, one of the examples I often give, when I did the CGB morning program a number of years ago, and we were able to have the big screen, and we were able to put up, and I said to the host, this is the question, how many social services are within 2 kilometers of the Byward Market? Because we were in the Byward Market. Okay. Yeah. And and I said, okay, to the host, I said, hit the button. Mm-hmm. 812.
Oh, man.
Okay.
So within 2 kilometers of downtown.
It's a very vivid example of what we're trying to do. And so it doesn't matter who you are. Yep. Okay. We can help. And I'm a little bit passionate about this work. And I tell all my friends, and I have a group of different people. I have a breakfast group that I go regularly, and I say, you know, 211 is really, you got to know about it. And one of my friends said, John, will you stop talking about it?
Don't stop, John. Don't stop.
Yeah. Let me tell you, he phoned me 2 months ago.
There you go.
Ah. And he said, I'm calling to apologize. Ah. And I said, well, Claude Paul, why are you calling to apologize? You didn't do anything. Oh, yes, he said. I was in my driveway, was in the fall, it was actually last fall, and I was shoveling a bit of first snow. And my elderly neighbor came out, and he was doing a bit of shoveling. And he said, geez, Claude Paul, I'm trying to find an answer to something. And Claude said, oh, try 211. The next morning, a fellow came out, and Claude Paul was leaving. And he said to Claude Paul, we found the answer.
Oh,
so Claude
man.
Paul called to say, John, I will tell everybody.
There we go.
You're right, there we go. Because you never know. You may never, but your cousin, your neighbor, and they're trying to figure out, and it's frustrating for people. Mm-hmm. They call us. They make the one call. Mm-hmm. And then we connect.
Yeah.
Challenges we have these days are that some of the things that people are looking for aren't available.
Like right.
In terms of shelter, you know, mental health, you're trying to get them connected to mental health.
And, yeah.
And we do our very best because our navigators are not there to get rich.
Right.
No. I
know. Yeah. So that they, you know, they really want to get the person connected. So we have a database of over 7,000 records here, Eastern Ontario Services. We use that. But if we can't find it there, they'll start Googling. They'll start looking to find the way to connect the people to the help that they need.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you say that it's getting harder. You just made that comment a few minutes ago. Yeah. What's getting hard?
First of all, it's the calls, that the issues that people have are much more complex. They're complex problems. Secondly, the resources are more difficult to find. Just to give you an example, our average length of call 2 years ago was about 4.5 minutes. Hmm. The average is now almost doubled to almost 8 minutes.
Right.
So that means you have a 20-minute call and you might have a 2-minute call, but it's more complex. Hmm. People are more stressed. Mm-hmm. The other thing is the people that are calling, it's changing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
People that are calling us and saying, I've never had to look for this before. I've never, ever thought I'd ever have to need a food bank. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I never thought, you know, that I was, you know, not going to be able to pay my hydro bill.
Right.
Okay. And it's because of, you know, with inflation, and we all know you go and buy something now, it's, well, how did it get to this price?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? And you know, for people that are, you know, living on a very, very restricted budget, it's really tough. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing that happening. And I can tell you the number of calls that we're getting, and we added a bit of capacity because of a new program we're doing. But I'll give you an example. We did in the first quarter of 25, we did 16,000 calls.
Right.
Okay, in those 3 months. And we did a year ago about 9,000 calls.
Wow.
So it's about
that's
up 150%.
Mm-hmm. That is huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and the thing is that we like all social service work that we do, it's chronically underfunded.
Right.
And what frustrates me about that is that if we can get somebody calls us and they're maybe starting to spiral a little bit downward, and we can get them connected and actually also try to, you know, help them with maybe some confidence that they can deal with the problem. And so then, you know, they're going to be able to deal with their next situation perhaps in a different way. But then they get that help. And then that gives them a, you know, they sort of okay, I'm here now. So, you know, I'm at a certain point. Now I'm going to be sort of back on the upward curve,
yeah, right,
because they got the help that they needed. But if you can't, if they can't get that help or they can't get connected, then it becomes a problem. And, you know, in terms of government and funding, if we get people help and they don't do that downward spiral, then it's actually saving,
yes,
the system money.
Yeah. It is.
Okay? Yeah. Which I know it shouldn't always be about money. I know you're talking about money on the show.
No.
But the fact is that it is really what people need, you know, is that support. And the feedback we get all the time, because one of the unique things about our service, there's some private sector services that you can go online to find things. Mm-hmm. You, if you wish, can talk to a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment we get back time and time again, it's so great to talk to a person.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's just what they'll get every time they call. They'll get a person.
Yeah.
Not a.
Yeah. And you know, if they want to use some people, we try to appeal to all.
Right. Because you have the chat.
Have the chat, yeah, and have the text. Okay.
Yeah.
And the email. But, you know, the big thing is, and you know, during COVID and even now, and especially with those people that are older,
mm-hmm,
okay, they get that comment often because a lot of seniors are sometimes isolated,
yes,
and don't have a lot of social contacts.
Yeah.
And so this is a chance to talk. So it is hard work. I mean,
yeah.
One of the things I focus my time on as executive director is the mental health of my team.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're dealing with difficult calls. Mm-hmm. And when people call, they're stressed.
Yeah.
So they may be rude.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, we won't tolerate any kind of abuse, but they are navigators understand. And I mean, one of the things I look for in interviewing for people to be navigators is empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So can understand, okay, you know, this person may be stressed and they're, you know, they're being a little bit rude and they're being, you know, a little bit aggressive. Folks are trained to deal with that.
Yeah.
Right.
And still try to help the person.
So have you had to grow your team with this influx of calls?
Well,
or?
It sort of happened in a different way. And I'll just shift gears for a minute. We're very fortunate that the city of Ottawa decided that city council, that rather than the Ontario Police, or the Ottawa Police Services Board, that calls for mental health crisis or substance use crisis were more appropriately handled by others than police.
Okay.
Police have some training, but it's not their,
right,
they're not their raison d'être to be,
yeah,
know what they're there for. And so with working with the city, with the thing called the Guiding Council, I went and looked and said, what could be done? I said, we need a different number for people to call for the 911 that are in these situations. And so as a result, we were approached to be the dispatch and the number to call. So there's a pilot project going on right now in Centretown in Ottawa, where what happens is there's been publicity in that area, mm-hmm, that if you observe or if you're in that kind of crisis, either mental health situation or substance use crisis, call 211.
Mm.
So we did a whole new training.
As
of August 15th last year, we went 24/7, 365. We were only 12 hours a day prior to that.
Right.
Okay.
So we went from 13 staff to 26 staff.
Right.
And so now we're taking calls 24 hours a day. So we're able to do our 211 calls. The anchor calls are a priority and it comes in our system that way. And then we actually do an assessment, talking to the person that maybe somebody who's a third person who's seeing a situation, and we ask where it is.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure it's safe,
mm-hmm,
because then the Centretown Community Health Center and the Somerset West have partnered. They they have the teams. So we dispatch the teams and the teams go out, but they're not, they are people that have mental health, training background, yep, that kind of thing. And what happens is they go, and once we say, okay, yeah, this is looks like safe. There's no violence going on or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And 911 refers to us.
Right.
They get a call that fits into that criteria that doesn't need a police officer. They will flip it over us. We do the assessment and then dispatch the
And then you dispatch teams, to the teams that exist.
Two vans that are available to that. And it's a pilot, and hopefully it's going to go to the rest of the city. It's really working. Simple facts. In the first 12 weeks, we had 1,310 calls to the anchor. We dispatched 600 times in the first 12 weeks. And that kind of level of has continued since we started. And what it is, it means, first of all, people are having somebody who connects with them, who
right,
is, you know, de-escalating situations, have that kind of experience. And what it means that police are able to do other things that are, you know, the things that they need to be doing.
For so police
or them to bring the calls. And the other thing is, which we've noticed, is only 3% of the time where paramedics need to be called.
Right.
Whereas the default for police, because they can't know and it looks like it's maybe a health issue, they'll call it. So that perhaps that means that those ambulances are being freed up to do other things. So there's it's good for the whole system. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the feedback we've gotten from the people we help. And the other key thing is the Somerset West Community Health Center and Centertown. What happens is they have an after service support person.
Right.
So every one of those people that they go and see, they get the information from them and they follow up to see how they can get them, you know, help them to get maybe back on track or whatever you want, you know, to get them.
Wow.
Yep. So it's a full wraparound process. And it's allowed us to have, we have a few more people. But I can just give you an example, a very simple fact. In July of last year, we were at 16% abandonment rate, which means that 16% of the people that called us, they wait so long that they just hung up. It's now down to 10.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But the demand is still there. We could use, you know, we're still underfunded in the sense that there's people that are trying to get through to us. And the other problem is, the main reason I'm here today, nobody knows about 211, right?
Yes.
Because we've never had money to do a really good marketing campaign or an awareness campaign rather than a marketing awareness campaign.
Because this is not just
a brick at a time.
Well, and this isn't just Eastern Ontario. This is across Canada.
It is, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
across
right.
Canada.
And is it provincially funded as well as federally funded?
It's
or
not federally funded. There have been some federal funds for certain aspects of it, but no, it's provincially funded in most cases.
Okay.
And plus we get great support from United Ways. We get great support from the City of Ottawa. The City of Kingston gives us money. United Counties of Prescott Russell give us money.
Okay.
We're working to get more of those folks to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're helping people in their communities. And of course, we do all the French calls for the province as well. All my team are bilingual and a great group of people and amazing group of staff. I mean, I as I always joke, I'm the pretty face. They're the ones that I do the
work. Yeah. So. And you're making sure, like you said, that they're on in good shape to do that with all the things that they see and hear. Do you have a story of somebody that you've helped or has shared with what 211 has helped them out with? Do you have any of those?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have a number of them, actually. Just to give you, I guess, two of them. You know, earlier this spring, we had a person call us, a woman call us, saying that, you know, she was having trouble with her living situation because of discrimination and her disability and race. She was very grateful for a previous call. And so we were able to talk with her situation and we were able to connect her up for the resources that she needed to help. Mm-hmm. The other one that often happens, but it is that we have a senior person call us, and she is looking for help with her paying her hydro bill. But we probe a bit. I mean, it's a very delicate thing because you don't want to be intrusive. But we ask, that's their training, to say, well, is there anything else? Well, yeah, I'm all alone, and my husband passed away last year, and we didn't have much a social network, just that we supported each other. And so what we did is we connected up with a local senior citizens group, and there's a great organization here in the Ottawa area called the Friendly Voice, and so we could contact them. They will phone the person and call them regularly, and so that kind of thing is the kind of thing that happens. But in the anchor situation, one of the things that really drove home to me how important that kind of program can be, we had a person that called and helped, and she was really struggling. And she said we helped her out, through the anchor program. And she sent an email back and said, you know, with the help that I had, I probably would have killed myself.
Yeah.
But as a result of the help I got, I did not. And I mean, all we do, that one thing, it's worth every penny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But people need to have that feeling. And, you know, and the great thing about 211 is not a hard number to
remember.
But, you know, I think this was a story that was sort of part of my hazing when I came into the job. And John, you know, the most interesting call we got somebody call us and said, can you give me the number for 211?
Yeah. So, well, it's interesting because, you know, I often, like, as we promote it and we, you know, with the clients we have, I often say, you know, it's like, what does 211 do? And I say, well, think about this, you know, 911, if, you know, your house is on fire or you need a police officer or you need an ambulance or paramedic or you need medical help, you're going to call 911. Anything else, you're going to call 211.
Well, that's right. In Ottawa itself, 311 is if, you know, your snow didn't get plowed or,
right.
Yeah.
You
know, you've
got to, you know, complain to the local government.
The 311, that's right. Yes. Yes. But the thing about us is that we cover the waterfront. And I was making a presentation to a group of mental health workers that didn't know a lot about us about 6 months ago. And we went through and they just had no idea of the breadth and depth of we cover the waterfront. It doesn't matter whether it's government service, health service. And
you have access to all those organizations in a handbook or
well, it's in our database.
It's in your database.
And in the database, you can go to 211ontario.ca and you can go right in and there's a public side of it. Okay. There's a backside where there's notes for the navigators about any unusual things or so on. And so it's there for people.
Right.
And we also have reams of data, which we share with United Way and the city about what are the trends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, of course.
So right now, the big trends are shelter, housing, mental health. Those are sort of the top of the list of the calls we're getting currently.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, we're also preparing if the terror situation doesn't resolve itself, people are going to be unemployed. Mm-hmm. So we know that financial insecurity is going to come to the front.
Yeah.
To the forefront, and you know, we have to be ready to deal with that as best we can. But it is our folks are really dedicated, and so when you don't know where to turn, you call 211.
And you know, I think as we wrap up the show, one of the things that just keeps resonating as I hear you talk, John, is the idea that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Absolutely. And so, if you're listening to the show as we do wrap up, as you're listening and you're like, hey, that may not be me. But keep your eyes open because, again, as we all rub shoulders, sometimes it's easier to say, hey, I noticed this. You know, I think you need some help. Why don't you call 211 and encourage somebody earlier than they may do it themselves? Again, because as we know, and I can appreciate that when people are in crisis and further down the road in crisis, the longer they wait, the more difficult it is to get back on track. And that takes longer and more resources and all of those things. So, you know, if you have a need and you're listening to this and you're like, I have my own need, you can call 211. But also, as we are in community and we're looking at our neighbors and we're rubbing shoulders with our community, then saying, okay, we need to call 211 together or get somebody to do that. Reb, you're going to finish us off here.
Cause I am.
I can't believe how fast that show went by. Thank you for talking so much, John, because it's like, oh, it's awesome. It's just incredible. But,
I've got another 28 minutes. I know.
I'm just going to pray at the end of the show, but I also wanted to thank LTR Industries for sponsoring the show. I'm just aware of the community networking need as you have so laid out for us how important it is to be in community and to network together so that we can help each other find what we need. So, Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for John for being here and the work of 211 in our community. And whether listeners are in Ottawa or not, they can also search across Canada and find the number in their own community.
211.
Not, did I say 911? Anyway, 211. Father, thank you for giving creativity to people to do these things amongst us so that we can have our needs met. We just thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us. Thank you, John, for being
my
with
great
us.
My pleasure. Yeah. I'll book my appointment for 2 years from now. I'll come back
again. That's right.
And come and join us next week when we talk money a little bit sooner than when John comes back. There it is. Again, thank you and join us next week as we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.